This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, Chad Reuter on NFL.com has once again released a 7-round mock draft.
All right.
I don't always agree with some of the stuff Chad writes, but I would not want to do a 7-round mock draft.
No, I would not either. Dane did one a week or two ago for The Athletic, and it was before the Robinson trade because he had the Steelers taking a receiver pretty high. But I went through it and it was like, man, can you imagine doing this many and thinking about all the angles and make sure you don't take a receiver in the second round and then another one in the sixth? And of course, with his, and I assume this is with Chad's too, I'm about to check it out, you can't do trades. I mean, as a one human being person.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you'd lose your mind.
You'd lose your mind. Right.
Okay, I traded that 4th round pick and
right.
Scratch would get this. Crazy. Yeah. So he has Carolina taking Bryce Young number one.
Yeah. I think that's a wrap. Yeah.
He has Will Levis going to Houston at 2.
I'm glad he did. Not that I'm saying that I condone it, but that's the latest buzz since you and I talked on Wednesday is I've heard 3 or 4 of these sources saying Levis does not get out of the top 4. You know, I guess his Vegas odds went crazy to be the 2nd quarterback taken. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it at all.
Right. I think he's big and stiff and bad decision maker. And from what I've been told, his interviews weren't phenomenal. You know, several sources have said that. I get that he's big and strong and athletic, but man, I would not put my reputation on the line and use a 1st round pick on him. Probably
no, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
At 3, the Cardinals take Will Anderson.
Sure. Okay.
At 4, the Colts then take C.J. Stroud. And I think that's the ideal. I think that's what the Colts would like to happen.
Yes. I think they run to the podium for that.
The problem is I think if Levis goes 2, somebody's trading up to 3 to get Stroud.
Probably. Yeah. And then Arizona wants Levis or even Will Anderson or Tyree Phillips to go. I think they want Stroud to be on the board at 3. If you're the Cardinals.
Without a doubt, because somebody will be coming up, whether it's the Titans, whether it's the Raiders. Right. You know, pick one of those teams.
Even Indy might move one spot, you know.
Right. At 5, the Seahawks take Tyree Wilson.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled with that. I mean, almost seems like they're destined to get Wilson or Carter.
At 6, the Lions take Devin Witherspoon.
Okay.
At 7, the Raiders take Christian Gonzalez.
They could use anything.
At 8, the Falcons.
I love this. I'm glad he did this.
Falcons take Bijan Robinson.
That's the other thing I've been hearing just the last 2 days. And I always tell myself, don't overreact to all the lies and chatter this time of year. But the top of this draft isn't great. And this guy is. I mean, who's the best player in this draft? I think it's Jalen Carter. Quickly followed by Bijan Robinson. That doesn't mean he's the most valuable, but who's the best? I think those two are clearly 1 and 2. Atlanta seems like the least analytic-based team in the league. Like they just paid a guard
and run the football.
Drafted a tight end high, like all the things the analytic people tell you not to do, and they run the ball like crazy. I think that's the pick for them.
Yeah. That means at 9, the Bears take Jalen Carter.
Boy, that's a nice pickup at 9.
Yeah.
I'm actually calling them at 9 if I'm the Steelers.
At 10, the Vikings trade up. So he is doing trades.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The Vikings trade up and get Anthony Richardson.
Be a good landing spot for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can understand that from a Minnesota perspective. And Eagles, even from an Eagles perspective, they're a big trade down team.
Yeah, right. Get more picks. Get another pick next year. Get
something next year. Right.
At 11, Osiris Torrance to the Titans over all those tackles.
Over every O-lineman. Way earlier than either one of us have ever seen him go. But I think he's awfully safe. I mean, I wouldn't take him at 11, but they need guards, and he's really good at it.
At 12, the Texans then take Nolan Smith.
And they went Levis with the 1st pick. Okay.
Yeah.
I think one of those two is going to be some sort of defensive lineman.
At 13, we finally see our first offensive lineman go. Peter Skoronski goes to the Jets.
I think New York would be very happy about this, whether they took Jones, Skoronski, Johnson. If you had those choices for the Jets, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, this starts the run on offensive linemen because Broderick Jones goes to the Patriots at 14.
Yeah.
Chris Johnson goes at 15 to the Packers.
All very believable.
At 16,
like,
the Commanders.
That's like the floor for those guys.
The Commanders go Joey Porter Jr. at 16.
I think that's going to break Steeler fans' heart, but also has a very good chance of happening.
He then has the Steelers taking Lucas Van Ness, which I'm not a fan of that move.
I mean, frankly, if you're going to do that, I take Murphy over Van Ness.
I would take Murphy as well.
Right. I mean, if you're going to take a non-traditional Steeler defensive lineman, I prefer Murphy to Van Ness. And there's probably five other guys I would take ahead of Van Ness here.
I would take Darnell Wright there, even if he's a right tackle, he'll still play this year. And, you know, maybe I move on from Chooks next year, or maybe I move Chooks to left tackle, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would take Brian Brisset there.
I'd take Branch over Van Ness.
Yeah.
I think I would take Banks over Van Ness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get where if you look at some of the reported needs of the Steelers, well, they have to take an edge rusher in the first three rounds. Really? I don't see that at all.
Right. I mean, they're looking for a third guy.
Yeah, they're not looking for somebody to come in. In fact, I saw one yesterday where somebody said that they needed an edge guy to come in and start. No, they don't.
Really don't. I mean, that's a want, not a need. It's a want for me. I want to get a disruptive defensive lineman until the cows come home, but it's not a need.
No, it's definitely not a need. Kalijah Kancey goes at 18 to the Lions.
Yeah.
But it's strange that he had no top 30 visits.
Really?
None. Not one of the 32 teams brought him in for a visit. So he is either a super clean prospect.
I say no questions, or there's not much interest.
It's one or the other, or everybody's trying to smoke screen on him. I don't know.
I mean, and he's in every first-round mock. It's not like I get this guy from Pitt no one's ever heard of.
At 19, Darnell Wright goes to the Buccaneers.
I think that's an easy pick for them. I think that might be his floor.
Which is why I would be on the phone with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hey, you want to move up two slots? Because everybody thinks the Steelers are looking linemen. You want to come up and get Darnell Wright at 17. We'll slide back and maybe take a fourth round pick off of you.
Yeah, exactly. Move down two spots, and if Van Ness was your guy, you still get him probably.
At 20, the Bills trade up to take the first wide receiver. Jackson Smith and Jigba was on the board during the Steelers pick, by the way, and take Jordan Addison.
I like Smith and Jigba way better than Addison, but I could see the Bills differing with me. I mean, I think they're looking for speed and explosive players. I'm not sure if Smith and Jigba is for them, but he's better than Addison.
Yeah. At 21, the Chargers take Dalton Kincaid. I have a hard time believing they would pass on Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Right. I agree, too. If you're looking, and they're not much different. I mean, they're both move guys, great, two of the best receivers in this class. And it's not like Kincaid's going to line up and blow defensive ends off the ball.
At 22, the Ravens take Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That's a home run from them, but yeah. I'll bet every I have that he doesn't last that long.
I would, too. At 23, the Eagles had traded down. They take Adetomia Adebowale.
That's a Raven or Eagle pick. I mean, just get random defensive linemen with a lot of talent to block, and you picked up some stuff in the process. Cool.
At 24, the Chiefs trade up for Zay Flowers.
Boy, that'd be a great fit for him.
At 20,
receiver run, you might want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Because at 25, Jalen Hyatt goes to the Giants.
Okay. I mean, I know a lot of people give them Addison or Flowers. I mean, they have a million slots as it is. I mean, they kind of need either
Johnson. Somebody on the outside with some speed. Yeah.
Right.
At 26, the Cowboys take Trenton Simpson.
they're always a hard one. I think D tackle Brise would be in play there. Simpson makes sense though. I mean, they don't want Parsons off the ball.
At 27, the Seahawks take Cody Mauch.
More I look at him, the higher I think he's going to go. I mean, I don't think he's a tackle, but I think he could play five spots and could excel at the interior three.
Yeah. At 28, the Bengals take Michael Mayer.
I would think they're thrilled about that. I mean, if they'd be happy with one tight end off the board at 28.
At 29, Miles Murphy goes to the Saints.
That's a home run. I mean,
I would have been happy taking Miles Murphy at 17.
I'd have preferred it. Yeah.
At 30, the Raiders trade up back up into the first round to take Hendon Hooker.
Interesting. And I know this is a little off topic, but he's like 2 or 3 years older than Trey Lance. You know, like,
yeah.
I would probably.
But he's played a heck of a lot more.
And he's hurt.
But he's played a lot more than Trey Lance.
He has, I know.
Who's also happens to be, like, nobody knows that Trey Lance is going to be fully recovered.
No, I know. He's fighting something, too. But and quarterback age doesn't really bother me, but I just heard that the other day. I'm like, I forgot how young Lance is when he came in the league. He was a 20-year-old.
But he's thrown 300 passes since he left college, or since he left high school. High school!
Right, right. He had the COVID year that killed him, too, and brutal.
At 31, the Jaguars take Emmanuel Forbes.
I would strongly consider him at 32.
Well, that takes us to 32.
Right.
I mean, I haven't looked to see who he has the Steelers taking up, but if it's not Brian Brise or a cornerback.
Branch or Brise, I think, has to be the pick.
I mean, and he has him taking Anton Harrison.
In a vacuum, I don't have a problem with Harrison at 32. Or Forbes, or Darnell Washington, for that matter. But I think they were given a gift in Brise / Branch at 32. You got to accept the gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe wouldn't take Brise because he took Van Ness, and they're both
maybe, yeah.
Types, okay. But then you take Branch.
At 33, Quentin Johnston, Deontay Banks goes 34. Deontay Banks was still available there, too, at 32.
Yeah.
Kaylee Ringo goes to the Colts at 35. Brian Branch goes to the Patriots. They traded up with the Rams to go get that pick.
There's this is a nice place to pick here.
Yeah. Brise then goes 37.
Yeah. Gibbs after that's a really good player, too.
Yeah. The Eagles traded back because Raiders went up and got the quarterback. They get Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Will McDonald goes 39 to the Panthers. Steve Avila goes to the Saints at 40. Keon Wade at 41 to the Titans. Darnell Washington at 42 to the Packers.
That's like Packers. Eight guys that just got taken that could go 20th overall just as easily as 40th.
Yeah, the Packers then trade up with the Jets. I wonder if this is part of the Aaron Rodgers deal.
That makes sense.
Okay. Doesn't say to get Mazie Smith.
Because the Jets do have 42 and 43, and in this instance, Green Bay is 42 and 43.
Yeah, they're both. So it would be Darnell Washington and Mazie Smith for Aaron Rodgers. I still don't like that. Even if it's just 1 year of Aaron Rodgers, that's not a good deal.
Right, and maybe there's a future pick. They don't give us what the trade is, and there's cap space involved and all that. Right. But it doesn't make you a better football team.
No,
doesn't help you on Sunday.
Yeah, the Packers then, after the Falcons take Cedric Tillman, the Packers then take Jonathan Mingo.
Wow, three picks out of four.
Yeah. The Rams, who had traded back with the Patriots, take B.J. Ojulari at 46. 47 is Luke Musgrave, goes to the Commanders. That's 48, Noah Sewell goes to the Lions, so they have both Sewell brothers.
Too early.
Yeah. And at 49, the Steelers take Sidney Brown, the safety out of Illinois. Now, I like Sidney Brown.
I'm going to say the same thing. Too early.
But I don't like him as much as I like his teammate.
Right. And I bet he's
also could play cornerback.
There's no way he'd make my top 50.
Right.
He's a good player, but he's a third rounder to me.
At 50.
He's a trendsetter. I like the player, but
that's too. Cam Smith was still on the board at 50. He goes to the Buccaneers. The Dolphins take Sam Laporta. Tyreek Stevenson goes to the Seahawks. The Bears take Matthew Bergeron.
Oh, I'd much rather have him than Brown.
Yeah. I mean,
Antoine Harrison. So
if I didn't take Antoine Harrison, I'm more than happy to take Matthew Bergeron at 49.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'd take that right the second.
Not to mention the K-State cornerback is still on the board.
Oh, the edge rusher.
No, the cornerback.
Oh yeah, Brants. I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah, I'll take him all day at 49.
Yeah, agreed.
Tucker Kraft goes to 55 to Lions. Gervin Dexter to the Jaguars. The Giants then take John Michael Schmitz. Wow, Josh Downs to the Cowboys. Yeah. Drew Sanders to Buffalo.
That's pretty late. Boy, they'd be thrilled with that, too.
Yeah. The Bengals get Zach Charbonnet.
I like that fit.
Rashee Rice goes to the Bears. Antonio. Yeah. Antonio Johnson goes to the Eagles. And then Tyler Steen finishes off the second round by going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
When I first dug into Steen, I thought he was going to be a nice fourth round pick, you know, not a real flashy dude. He's going day two.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Day two. Yeah.
Moving on to round three, Byron Young is the first pick, the edge rusher out of Tennessee to the Bears. Joe Tippmann.
Great, but a good player.
Yeah. Joe Tippmann goes to the Texans at 65. Ooh, nice. Love that. Marvin Mims goes to the Cardinals at 66. Keanu Benton at 67 to the Broncos.
I'm liking this neighborhood, too. These
yeah, Julius good. Brents finally goes. He goes to the Broncos at 68. Then DJ Turner,
right,
cornerback from Michigan, goes to the Rams.
One of those guys in the third round. Sign me up.
Yeah. Anthony Bradford of LSU guard goes to the Raiders. Tyjae Spears goes. Isaiah Foskey goes. Jack Campbell at 73 to the Texans.
Wow. That is really late.
If it gets to that point and I'm the Steelers sitting there at 80, I'm trying to trade up to get Jack Campbell.
Yeah, I would too. And I'm really warming up to Dion Henley too, who goes two picks later.
Yeah. You know,
if there's a chance one of those two can get to you in the third round, wow, that's a gift.
He is the Browns' first pick in the draft at 74 as a running back.
It's an underrated need for them.
Zach Evans out of Mississippi. I can't see him doing that in the first with their first pick, though.
I would think it's somewhere up the middle of their defense, but
yeah,
I bet they draft a back. I mean, they should add another.
The Patriots take Kendre Miller, the running back out of TCU. Do they need another back?
No, they've been linked to Bijan too, which makes zero sense to me. Like, I think Stevenson's one of their top five players.
The Rams take J.L. Skinner. The Packers take Jordan Battle. The Colts take Daywon Jones. How about Daywon Jones going 79th, one pick ahead of the Steelers, who then take Tank Dell. I hate that pick. He's an overaged, tiny slot receiver.
Super productive, super electric, all that stuff, but he's tiny.
They have him. His name's Calvin Austin, and he's 2 years younger than Tank Dell.
And Austin, I think Austin's a much better prospect.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the – I think this is a pretty good mock all in all, but I haven't approved the Steeler picks.
Not one bit, yeah.
Right, especially what else is out there.
At 81, Aiden O'Connell goes to the Lions. Zach Kuntz at 82 goes to the Bucks. Owen Papo, the linebacker out of Auburn, goes at 83 to the Seahawks. I'm just going to skip through to the interesting ones here.
Darius Rush, 86. I'm taking
to the Ravens.
Taking
him Jair Brown goes 85 to the Chargers.
I like the Eagles pick here, too. Toto, I always butcher his name, but
yeah,
I'm warming up to him in the third round for the Steelers, too. I think he's a really good player.
Schoonmaker goes at 88 to the Jaguars. Derek Hall falls all the way to 89 to the Giants.
He seems to have no helium right now, and I don't understand why.
He's 6'3", he's 250 pounds, and he ran a 4.51.
Yeah,
and he was productive at Auburn.
He's a good edge rusher, a premium position. Maybe it's just the case of being such a good edge draft that teams with edge in the first two or three needs already have their guy. I don't know.
Yeah. The Cowboys take
him way over Tank Dell.
Yeah. The Cowboys take Israel Abakananda out of Pitt.
I think that's a neighborhood he ends up landing.
Yeah. The Bengals take Ja'Quarian Bennett, the cornerback out of Maryland, at 92.
Yeah, I need to know more about him.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's not bad.
Parker Washington from Penn State goes to the Panthers. Daniel Scott, the safety out of Cal, goes to the Jaguars at 95. Mm-hmm. Steelers brought him in for a visit.
Yeah, big safety. I like him.
At 97, Dorian Williams, the Tulane linebacker, goes to the Washington Commanders.
He's probably my him or Toto are my favorite mid third round pick type guys.
Yeah. The Browns at 98 take Ika. Ika is finally off the board.
They could use him.
He doesn't give you anything as a pass rusher.
Right.
But he would be their number one defensive tackle right out of the gate.
Him and Tomlinson would be hard to move. Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie Robinson goes to the Raiders at 100. And finally at 102.
Our guy.
Jartavius Martin finally goes at 102 to the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, so we always know the Niners have a bunch of picks here. They end up with Blake Freeland, Zach Harrison, I could give or take, but you end up with Freeland and Martin at the end of the third round. That's doing nice business there.
I just don't see either one of those guys lasting that long.
No.
Moving on to round four.
Yeah.
First pick of round four is Chase Brown, the Illinois running back, who's the brother of Sidney Brown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Clark Phillips at 104 to the Texans is really nice value.
I think he's a second rounder.
Yeah. Rashawn Johnson goes at 105, the other Texas running back. Brenton Strange, who's gained a lot of steam here in recent weeks, is the tight end from Penn State, goes at 107.
I'm curious where A-Chain goes the next pick. I mean, I could see two or three teams loving him.
Yeah.
I don't want him on my fantasy team, but you'd love to have him in your backfield for spot duty.
He goes at 108 to the Broncos. Jaden Reed, who the Steelers brought in for a visit, the Michigan State wide receiver, goes to the Falcons. The Falcons took two wide receivers and a running back.
Right. Yeah, that's not happening.
The Browns then take K.J. Henry, the edge rusher out of Clemson. Luke Whippler goes to the Jets at 112.
Heard a lot of scuttle that people are expecting them to do the it's not exactly Mangold into Brickishaw, but don't be shocked if they take a tackle and a center.
Okay. Wanya Morris, the other offensive tackle out of Oklahoma, goes at 114 to the Panthers. I kind of like him, too.
Really talented. Doesn't seem like the hardest of workers.
Has played on both sides, though.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon Hill, the Pitt safety, goes at 115 to the Saints.
Your boy coming up here at 117.
117. Nick Herbig goes to the Rams at 117.
Could start immediately, and boy, I'd use that neighborhood to pick on him in 2 seconds.
Yeah. At 118, Sidney City Sal goes to the Commanders, the guard out of Eastern Michigan, who had a really nice offseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good.
Caillou Blue Kelly goes to the Vikings at 119. And then at 120, the Steelers finally take a cornerback. This is why this is not happening, folks.
Right.
Mekhi Blackmon, the cornerback out of USC, goes to the Steelers at 120.
And I can live with the Steelers corners, but I am a huge believer that they're going to take one early. And
yeah, let alone a redshirt senior in Blackmon.
Right.
I mean, it just goes against everything that they do.
Right.
Garrett Williams goes at 122 to the Chiefs.
Oh, I'd love that.
The Seahawks take Tanner McKee. The Ravens take Tuli Tuipulotu, the edge rusher out of USC at 124.
This neighborhood, I'm fine with him. Second round, I don't see.
That's a little rich, yeah. At 126, Browns take DeMarvion Overshawn. They already have him.
What's that?
They already have DeMarvion Overshawn.
They do. I mean, they're
an undersized. Yeah, that's what they need is another undersized run and hit linebacker. Just like line that. The field up with them. Yeah. Yaya Diaby goes to the Jaguars at 127.
I would take him and Riley Moss here in a hard.
Riley Moss at 128. I'd rather have him over the cornerback the Steelers took. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Josh Wiley, the Cincinnati tight end, goes to the Cowboys at 129. At 131, Valami Fajeko Jr. from San Jose State goes to the Bengals.
Goes the wrong team, though.
Yeah. Davis Allen goes to the Bears at 133. It just shows you how deep this tight end class is.
Yeah, they're just still quality guys, yeah.
Andre Yosivas goes at 135 to the Rams, the big receiver out of Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the fifth round here, the Steelers, of course, don't have a pick here. We'll just kind of move through these and see who.
Yeah, these fifth.
They have the so at 140, the Browns take Warren McClendon, the Georgia offensive tackle, the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
They also then at 142 take Carrington Valentine, the cornerback out of Kentucky.
Okay, I don't know much about him, but
yeah,
okay.
The Jets take Carl Brooks with the next pick.
Yeah, I like now, Brooks.
The Steelers like Carl Brooks. I'm just here to tell you that now.
Yeah, I can see why.
Christopher Smith goes to the Panthers at 145. Let's see here. Moving on down. The Ravens take Dorian Thompson-Robinson at 157.
That would make sense. I mean, he could be a better version of Huntley in time. No matter what.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. The Bengals take Brandon Joseph, the safety out of Notre Dame at 163.
That makes some sense, yeah.
Compensatory picks. None of the teams in the AFC North. Servassier Dennis goes at 172 out of Pitt. Michael Wilson at 174 to the Raiders. Wow. Travis Hodges Tomlinson at 175 to the Bucks.
Wow.
There's some guys there. That, yeah. Round six. The Chiefs kick things off by taking Trey Palmer at 178. You get the fastest wide receiver in the draft.
Speed guy for the Chiefs that late.
Yeah.
I can see him going past some of the dudes they have on the depth chart.
Just looking here. We got it. The Browns at 190 take Andrew Voorhees, the guard out of USC, who's got torn ACL, but, you know.
Yeah, nice pick. Zach Pickens at 185, too, is way too late for him.
Way too late. Charlie Jones at 192 to the Patriots, the wide receiver out of Purdue. That's a great value.
Looks like a Patriot, doesn't it? I mean, he'd play for them. They could use him now.
Carter Warren, the offensive tackle out of Pitt, goes to the Broncos at 195. That was the Steelers' pick there. So,
I bet he goes earlier than that, too, or noticeably earlier than that.
Emil Ikor, the Alabama guard, goes at 199 to the Ravens.
Okay. Now, the interior line's not set. They lost a guard in free agency.
Andre Carter finally comes off the board at 204 to the Raiders.
I hate to say it, but that's where you should.
That's where he, he's going to need time.
Right.
Bryce Ford Wheaton, the wide receiver out of West Virginia, goes at 206 to the Bengals.
I'll take that risk that late. I mean, he's just a traits dude, big, fast, strong, you know?
Right. I think that's it for the AFC North team.
That's invented the Patriots. Almost looks like it has to happen. And they'll trade
moving
Mac
on.
Jones.
Yeah.
That's Bennett and Bailey Zappi battling it out.
Yeah, right. Seventh round. Of course, the Steelers have two picks here. Cruising on down. Deuce Vaughn finally goes at 223 to the Rams.
Okay. He's an interesting guy for a seventh round pick.
The Browns take Oklahoma State safety, Jason Taylor at 229.
There's a pick here at 226, Jay Ward from LSU, that I think he's your Michelob Ultra Brian Branch. I mean, he's a pretty good player that I think is more like a fourth round pick.
Aubrey Miller Jr., like him, he goes to the Packers at 235.
Yeah, that'll work.
The Steelers take linebacker Yazir Abdullah out of Louisville at 241.
Okay. I mean, I don't think he'll last that long. I think he's more of a fifth, sixth round type guy.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. Mm-hmm. The Bengals take Charlie Thomas, the Georgia Tech linebacker at 246.
I don't know much about him.
He's not bad. He's a little undersized, but not bad. And then the Steelers.
Kind of interesting. Jake Witt. Have you heard of Jake Witt from Northern Michigan? Great tester. And it looks like he's playing against high school kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Northern Michigan.
Right.
The Steelers at 251 take Olu Oluwatimi, the center out of Michigan.
That's a steal.
It's a steal, but another center.
No, I know. But for a seventh round pick, if he's a number two center for the, you know, or your swing guy on the inside. I mean,
I just don't know how taking two. I don't see how two offensive linemen, two drafted offensive linemen make this team.
Oh, I hear you there. Yeah. I mean, that's something I'm sure a national 7-round mock would take into consideration, that there's just not two roster spots available.
Yeah. Max Dugan, or Duggan, I should say, goes at 252 to the Bucks. Jalen Marino proper at 253. PJ Mustipher.
Taysom Hill, by the way. Duggan might be Taysom Hill.
Everybody's going to try to get Taysom Hill in the, like, yeah. Like Taysom Hill is just this, whatever. I'm not going to argue that anymore. Mr. Irrelevant is David Durden, West Florida wide receiver to the Houston Texans.
No clue who he is, but good for him.
Never heard of him before. Yeah. Kind of looks like Matt Canada.
He does.
That was Chad Reuter's 7-round mock draft for the entire league.
I didn't love it for the Steelers.
I didn't love it for the Steelers. There were some good ideas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't love it for the Steelers.
No, right. I like Bijan going early. I was interested with Levis. Curious what the I mentioned this last show that I just did a mock where the Steelers took Miles Murphy in the first round and they took Van Ness in this one. Just wanted to see what it looked like. I think it's very feasible. But I wouldn't have made these picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
You know, there's a lot of chances to take a better corner than they did, and et cetera.
Yeah, there were guys on the board who I think they have shown more interest in that he didn't take. To take
willy-nilly
guys. Yeah. So you can subscribe now to The Drive. Every episode we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcast. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with segment 3 right after this.